years. Legendary goals.
Oh, it's a cannon shot. Go ahead and give him the goal of the week.
Heroic saves.
Outstanding point blank save. You are denied.
Inter Miami Soccer is on ESPN 106.3.
Goal de Messi.
This is Pink Smoke, brought to you by PNC Bank. Brilliantly boring since 1865. Here's Mike Rizzo.
Inter Miami back to their winning ways after dropping a game 3-0 against FC Cincinnati. Inter Miami back on track, beating the New York Red Bulls 5-1. Lionel Messi, a brace again in his last 7 MLS matchups. Lionel Messi has had 6 braces. Putting that in perspective, folks, 12 goals in 7 games, and in 6 of them, he's had 2 goals. Unbelievable run for the great one, Lionel Messi. Welcome on in, folks, to Pink Smoke, where we talk everything Inter Miami. We update you on what's going on with our Herons. The Herons are going to be having Leagues Cup action coming up this Saturday. We'll get into Lionel Messi not playing in the MLS All-Star Game. That has been a topic of conversation. Is the great one, Lionel Messi, not going to be in attendance for the big MLS versus Liga MX matchup, a.k.a. the MLS All-Star Game? A lot of people a little upset with Lionel about not showing up for that. Me, I'm kind of indifferent, but we'll get you all of the latest news here on Pink Smoke on episode number 23. We'll do a little Messi Mania with our good friends at PNC. But the Herons back to their winning ways, as I've mentioned, 5-1 against the New York Red Bulls. Inter Miami now has played 5 games post-FIFA Club World Cup. Win against Montreal, win against the Revolution, a win against Nashville, obviously the loss against Cincinnati, as we mentioned, and that win against the Red Bulls. The Herons are 3 games behind, 3 games played behind of FC Cincinnati, Nashville, Philadelphia, and Columbus. Inter Miami sitting 5th on the table. They're 5th on the table with 3 games in hand on the 4 teams that are ahead of them. The Herons have 41 points comparatively to FC Cincinnati's 48. If you do the math, you know, 3 games behind. If Inter Miami wins those 3 games, they're going to be put at 50 points, and that'll be enough points to possibly jump an FC Cincinnati. Now, obviously, these games are still going to be played. Cincinnati, Nashville, Philadelphia, Columbus, they're going to be playing their games as well. But with Inter Miami's games in hand right now, they could be the top team in the Eastern Conference if they take care of their business, a la if they are able to win the fixtures at hand. Let's talk a little bit about that Eastern Conference. So Cincinnati, Nashville, Philadelphia, and Columbus are the 4 teams ahead of Inter Miami. We've seen all of these teams. Inter Miami will be doing battle this weekend against FC Cincinnati at Chase Stadium. And I apologize, I got ahead of myself. Not League Cup action quite yet. There is still an MLS fixture to be handled before there is Leagues Cups games, and that is FC Cincinnati. Inter Miami will try to get their revenge on FC Cincinnati, who beat them in Cincinnati 3-0, as we've been alluding to throughout the show. We know that Inter Miami is a fortress once they get to Chase Stadium. They have a very good home record this year. They're rarely dropping games at home, similar to New York Red Bulls, who we saw last game in New York at Sports Illustrated Stadium. Very tough place to play. Very tough place to play. And Inter Miami has one of the better home atmospheres that you will see. But FC Cincinnati, that is going to be a 7:15 kickoff for the Herons. After that, you got Leagues Cup action against Atlas. The Leagues Cup games, 3 in a row after this final MLS fixture. Call it a little international break, but not quite. A little club international break. But Atlas, Necaxa, and Universidad Nacional, those are the 3 games coming up for League Cup. I think Javier Mascherano is going to be mixing up the lineups. I think Lionel Messi, after this Cincinnati game, I think he's going to be seeing some rest. I think I don't want to say the number 2s, but I think the players that aren't necessarily in that first team are going to be doing majority of the heavy lifting against Atlas, Necaxa, and Universidad Nacional. These are teams that aren't on the level of the MLS. These are teams that aren't on the level of our inner Miami Herons. I think you're going to get a steady dose of maybe a Baltasar Rodriguez playing the Lionel Messi position up top. Rodriguez, nonetheless, a midfielder. But I think Mascherano will probably switch that lineup up. You've been seeing Messi playing dual striker along with Luis Suarez with a 4-4-2 the last couple of MLS fixtures. I think that'll change. I think that if Messi's not in the lineup, you'll probably be seeing Alan Abando at striker. I think you could be seeing Luis Suarez and Sergio Busquets maybe catching a breather as well. This is why you have deep teams. You have deep teams to get into these, you know, League Cup-esque games to give them playing time. To give them playing time, to give them opportunities to prove that, hey, listen, even though we're not in the starting 11s, we're still top-tier talent. And I think the Herons have certainly done a great job of being able to get good competition within the club, to get competitive competition in practice and players competing against each other day in and day out for playing time. But obviously with Messi, the question with all of these teams, you know, and obviously these games are home. All of these three Leagues Cup games, July 30th, August 2nd, and August 6th, these are all home games for Inter Miami. So at Chase Stadium, Inter Miami is going to have four straight home games from the 26th all the way to the 6th. Inter Miami not going to have to leave South Florida for a little bit. And maybe with that in mind, maybe you could see Lionel Messi playing in one of these games since, you know, there's not the traveling aspect of it. But Inter Miami, the defending champ, by the way, the defending champ of Leagues Cup, will look to defend their title coming up this year starting on July 30th. But you still got that MLS fixture against FC Cincinnati at 7 o'clock kickoff on July the 26th. After the Leagues Cup, after the three Leagues Cup opportunities that Inter Miami will have, Orlando will be the next MLS fixture in Orlando, Inter Miami, you know what I'm saying, trying to get the revenge against FC Cincinnati. Their next two MLS fixtures will be against teams that they have lost to on their MLS schedule. Orlando came in to Chase Stadium. One of the rare losses Inter Miami has suffered at home this season came to rival Orlando City, and they will try certainly to, you know, properly pay them back coming up on August 10th, as Orlando City will be hosting our Inter Miami Herons. Folks, let's get into what happened last game. Let's do a little Messi Mania presented by our great friends at PNC.
It's time for a little Messi Mania on Pink Smoke, presented by PNC Bank. The latest match results, highlights, and everything Messi starts now. Brought to you by PNC Bank. Brilliantly boring since 1865. Learn more at PNC.com. PNC Bank, National Association member FDIC.
Putting one behind the keeper takes more than talent. Sure, the pros make it look easy, but there's a whole lot of boring work behind it. Hours of drills, scrimmages, and dedication to the craft that ultimately pay off in a brilliant goal-scoring move. PNC Bank knows that it's the same with money. That's why they take a smart, steady, and, well, boring approach. So, you can make brilliant money moves that help you score your own goals. And PNC Bank makes it easy and convenient to manage your money when and where it works for you, including with new branch locations opening across Miami. See how keeping your money boring can be the brilliant move for you. Visit PNC.com/brilliantlyboring. PNC Bank, proud banking sponsor of Inter Miami CF radio broadcasts and Brilliantly Boring since 1865. The PNC Financial Services Group, Inc., all rights reserved, member FDIC.
Well, I mentioned that Inter Miami winners 5-1 over the New York Red Bulls. This was back on July the 19th. This past Saturday, Inter Miami able to get by New York Red Bulls in tremendous fashion. This was the second time these two teams have played this season. The last fixture came in May, early May 3rd, and Inter Miami beat them 4-1 at Chase Stadium. On the year, Inter Miami has beaten the Red Bulls 9-2, an absolute belt-to-bottom butt
ticking for our Inter-Miami Herons. The last two fixtures they faced off against this team. But early on in the first half, let's go back to, I know I mentioned May 3rd, let's go back to July the 19th. This past Saturday, New York Red Bulls actually struck blood first. They actually scored first in this game. Let's take a listen to the New York Red Bulls as they make things 1-0 early on in the first half. The German man, Alexander Hack, finding the back of the net.
Forsberg for New York. Good! Carter! And it leaks into the goal! It was in traffic, and I believe it went off of Hack. Alexander Hack's going to be credited for the goal! It was not cleared away with assurance by Inter-Miami and instead fell off of Hack and across the goal line. Inter-Miami concedes. New York Red Bulls, the early advantage, 1-0.
And that was really the only good moment that the Red Bulls had in the game. Not a lot of shots on target for New York in the game, and certainly not a lot of big chances. One big chance for the Red Bulls, and they ultimately ended up missing that later on in the second half, but only two shots on target. So that happened in the 15th minute. The Red Bulls able to get behind, get in the back of the net and make things 1-0, but it was all Inter-Miami post that, and obviously a lot of it had to do with the great one, Lionel Messi. Messi had a brace in the game. We'll get to that. But Jordi Alba opened up the scoring for the Herons. It was Jordi Alba's first goal in MLS competition. Alba had a couple of goals in the CONCACAF Gold Cup. But Jordi Alba finding the back of the net in the 24th minute. His first MLS goal assisted by who do you think?
Now back to Messi, middle channel. Great ball left of the box. Here's Alba, and he blasts it by Corradal from the left portion of the six-yard box. What a beautiful delivery from Lionel Messi, and Alba with the force. Corradal didn't stand a chance as it missiles its way into the upper right. We are level 1-1, 24th minute. Jordi Alba. It's the first MLS goal of the season for Alba, and Inter-Miami shows life in New Jersey.
That was one of those Messi passes where he had a sixth sense. He knew where Jordi Alba was going to be before he had the ball. I mean, listen, this is Messi Mania. This is Messi Mania presented by our good friends at PNC Bank. And there's nothing more than Messi Mania. There's nothing more Messi Mania than Messi putting the ball before Jordi Alba is even in position. He knew where Alba was going to be. He delivered it to him on a silver platter. And Jordi Alba gets his first MLS goal of the season, assisted by none other than the great one, Lionel Messi. All right, moving on to the 27th minute. So this goal happened actually 2.5 minutes after the Jordi Alba goal. Jordi Alba's goal roughly came with about 24 minutes and 30 seconds on the clock. Well, if we go to the 27th minute, Telesco Segovia made things 2-1.
Messi tries to find Alba again. He does play back Segovia, who scores! Alba fed it to a late charging Segovia just outside the six-yard box with touch. Put it off of Coronel's outstretched hands, and it's able to trickle across the goal line. Inter-Miami scores twice in 2.5 minutes. First it was Alba, then Alba assists Segovia. 2-1, Inter-Miami.
So Telesco Segovia gets on the board 2.5 minutes after Jordi Alba had the blast behind the net from Lionel Messi. Alba on the assist, by the way, to Telesco Segovia. So Jordi Alba ended this game with a goal and an assist, arguably his best MLS fixture up until this point. Obviously, Alba on that left side, all the action goes through Jordi Alba. He loves joining the attack. He loves his long passes forward. You saw him join the attack on the goal, and you saw the nice pass that he had to Telesco Segovia in the 27th minute to make things 2-1. Segovia wasn't done, though. In the 45th minute, plus three, by the way. So in the 45th minute with 3 minutes of extra time in the first half, there were 5 minutes extra time. This happened in plus three added time. Telesco Segovia gets a brace and makes things 3-1.
Still loose. Segovia scores from the top of the box after that scrum. Segovia had it fall to his right foot. He picked his spot inside the far post. Segovia has a first half brace. Inter-Miami 3, New York Red Bulls 1. They score score in added time. It has been all Inter Miami from the 20th minute on.
Telasco Segovia with his second brace in the first half of the year. You heard that right. Segovia scored two goals in the first half earlier on in the year against the Houston Dynamo. And then this past Saturday, doing the same thing on the road in New York, Telasco Segovia, certainly one of the signings of the year, in my opinion, that Javier Mascherano made before the season. I think Tadeo Allende is still probably number one for me in that category. But Segovia, who has been a go-to for Javier Mascherano in the starting lineup ever since Mascherano has put Lionel Messi up top at the striker position with Luis Suarez. Inter Miami, as I've mentioned, 4-4-2 is the lineup they've been going within the MLS. Since Messi has been added in the lineup as a striker rather than coming off of the right side, Segovia has handled things on the left mid spot while Tadeo Allende has been moved to the right. And Segovia has made a good home as a left midfielder, but Telasco making things 3-1 before the break. Halftime happened, and then Messi Mania happened, presented by our good friends at PNC Bank. Lionel Messi made things 4-1 in the second half. This comes in the 60th minute, so no goals scored in the second half until the 60th minute, and then Messi started being Messi.
Now Busquets, long ball up ahead, has Messi in front of the defense, left attacking third to the back, Messi, oh, he deked the keeper, and he scores with a left foot. He ran right by Coronel and finished with a left foot. Lionel Messi, a wonder goal, 4-1, Inter Miami, an all-world pass from Sergio Busquets, and Messi left Coronel in his dust. It doesn't get any more beautiful than that. Showtime, 4-1, Inter Miami, just shy of the hour mark.
By the way, that's our great friend Ken Lavica and voice of the Inter Miami Herons on the call. You could hear Ken and myself on the Inter Miami Radio Network every single MLS game. We will also be carrying League Cup action. So League's Cup will be right here on ESPN 106.3 as well. But that is the great Ken Lavica, the voice of the Herons, with a great call with Lionel Messi getting his first goal of the game. Messi ultimately will find a second one later on as we progress through the highlights, but that one came in the 60th minute. Messi at that point had a goal and an assist and on his way to winning man of the match. Let's hear him with no doubt be the man of the match with his brace. This came 15 minutes after his first Messi brace. ESPN 106.3.
Suarez to the left of the box. He's going to send it across. It balls to Messi from outside the right portion, 6-yard box, and it's a brace for Lionel Messi. His sixth brace in seven matches. It's 5 for Inter Miami. 5-1. Inter Miami on top. The assist for Suarez and Lionel Messi. He is at the top of the golden boot race in Major League Soccer. 18th goal of the MLS campaign.
Messi being Messi. Top of the golden boot race right now. He is the MLS reigning MLS MVP from the 2024 season. And he's doing things that Lionel Messi can only do. And that is dominating on the pitch, dominating in life, dominating on the pitch. And I certainly think that Messi is well on his way to winning that MVP conversation again for the second year in a row. How can he? I mean, if he continues this, six braces in his last seven games, certainly the most popular player in the world still. You know, a lot of people thought, oh, he's going to the MLS. No, Messi is still one of the most popular players in the world, and I am going to argue the fact he is still one of the best players in the world. 18 goals on the year. 18 goals on the year, 7 assists on the year. He is the leader in goal and assist contributions for the MLS as well this season with 25, and he keeps doing things that are defying his age. Lionel Messi, you know, you thought at this point in his career, maybe, you know, he's not going to be the same. Lionel Messi, 38 years old, still at the peak of his career. I'm sure that Argentina is licking their chops as they gear up for a FIFA World Cup run coming up this next summer. There have been great conversations with Messi, Jorge Mas, David Beckham and the brass to possibly get extended. Fabrizio Romano, who in my opinion is the best soccer reporter in the world. We've heard great things from Romano as far as Messi and renegotiating and signing on for another year. Nothing official yet, but great conversations. And the same thing for Rodrigo De Paul. Listen, nothing official on the Rodrigo De Paul stuff as well, but Romano says we are very close to seeing De Paul in an Inter Miami jersey. De Paul has already agreed to a contract with Inter Miami. I've seen stuff today as well that the De Paul thing could be finalized as a loan. Atletico Madrid would still like him to be a player, but I think De Paul has his mind made up. De Paul has his mind made up with Inter Miami, playing with Lionel Messi. And we've all seen, you know, these two guys play together on the Argentinian national team. And De Paul is Messi's enforcer. They're great friends. They get along on the pitch. They get along off the pitch. And I think it's only a matter of time until the great Rodrigo De Paul, the 31-year-old international Argentinian superstar, joins Inter Miami on a for sure here we go from Romano, but we are still waiting on the news of the for sure signing of Rodrigo De Paul. Nothing official yet, as I keep saying. I want to make sure I'm covering my bases here. Nothing official on Rodrigo De Paul, but all signs point that he will be in pink with our Inter Miami Herons. That was Messi Mania with our good friends over at PNC. Folks, PNC Bank having branches all across South Florida open up. And if you're in the Miami area, make sure you're looking for our good friends at PNC Bank. Want to talk a little bit, before we take a time out, want to talk a little bit about Javier Mascherano and the job that he has been able to do for Inter Miami up until this point. There were questions. Let's rewind. For all my listeners out there who are driving in their car, you know, if you're driving in your car, keep your eyes open. But for everybody listening, if you're streaming on YouTube, if you're listening on the radio dial at home, close your eyes for a second and let's rewind back to the beginning of May. There were a lot of questions about Javier Mascherano and the way he was managing Inter Miami. Inter Miami was in a rut. They weren't winning a lot of MLS games. They got knocked out of the Gold Cup, the CONCACAF Champions Cup Gold Cup, something that I think Inter Miami and specifically Lionel Messi wanted to win this year. They were putting great lineups out there, but they lost to Vancouver, and a lot of people weren't happy, including myself. I'm not trying to, you know, wash myself clean of blaming Mascherano. I was at the time. There was this stretch right here, folks, from April 24th to May 18th. Inter Miami lost 5 games. Inter Miami lost 5 games out of 7. And it was a rough stretch. People were questioning Mascherano and what was going on, the lineups he was trotting out there. The losses were to Vancouver, which ultimately bounced them out of the CONCACAF Champions Cup. FC Dallas. Dallas came into, and as I've mentioned throughout this first segment, Inter Miami has been unbelievable at home this season. But Dallas, who was down in the game 3-1, came back at Chase Stadium, ended up winning 4-3. They lost to Vancouver again. So 2 losses to Vancouver, which bounced them from the CONCACAF Champions Cup, and a loss to Dallas in 3 straight games. A lot of people were getting frustrated. I mentioned the New York Red Bulls on May 3rd. They won 4-1. Great. Inter Miami is getting back on track. And then losing 4-1 in Minnesota, tying San Jose on the road, actually a pretty good result, and then losing at home to Orlando 3-0. That was the game where people were questioning Javier Mascherano and exactly if he was going to be around post-FIFA Club World Cup. And at that time, on May 18th, Inter Miami was under a month away from facing Al Ahly in that first FIFA Club World Cup action. Well, what does Mascherano do? And not, you know, what does Mascherano and Inter Miami do? They tie the number one team in the Eastern Conference at the time with Philadelphia 3-3. And then they beat Montreal and they beat Columbus. The 2 final fixtures in the MLS that they had before the FIFA Club World Cup, they win. So Inter Miami ended on a high note, and they haven't looked back since. So I'm going to say since May 24th, which was roughly 2 months ago, Coach Mascherano has done a fantastic job with this team. And I want to give him some credit. El Jefecito, as they used to call him at Barcelona, all right? Great player, a centurion for Barcelona, a player who is, Centurion, folks, is a player who is suited up for the same club over 200 times, his 200 appearances. And Barcelona, arguably the most successful, club team in the history of club soccer. All right. So this is a guy in Javier Mascherano who knows his ball. And we were all questioning him from that run. As I mentioned, they lost 5 out of 7 games. And it looked like on May 18th that Mascherano might not be around too long if he didn't have success at the FIFA Club World Cup. Well, he ultimately ended that MLS slate before the Club World Cup in a great fashion, winning their last two and drawing the number one seed at that time in the Eastern Conference in Philadelphia, and then tying Al Ahly, becoming the first MLS team and the club level. At the club level in the history of the MLS, they were the first MLS team to beat a UEFA club team in a competition. They beat Porto 2-1 all the way back June 19th. And they were able to take care of business in that game and really make history. They got to the knockout stage after drawing Palmeiras on June the 23rd. And we all know what happened once the knockout stage happened. They faced off against Paris Saint-Germain. And PSG at the time was the hottest team in the world. They beat Inter Miami 4-0. But that's something I think Inter Miami should hang their heads high, because PSG then moved on to dominate Real Madrid and then go all the way to the cup final, where they ultimately lost to Chelsea. But PSG was the most dominant team until the cup final came, and Chelsea was really able to have their way. But something that Mascherano and this group will never forget, and no one could take it away from them: they got to the elimination rounds, they got to the knockout stage at the FIFA Club World Cup, and they became the first MLS team to beat a UEFA team in a competition. So want to tip my cap to old gaffer Javier Mascherano, who at the time, all the way back in early May, a lot of people, including myself, were wondering how much longer he had at the managerial spot for our Inter Miami Herons. Well, Lionel Messi, folks, obviously is an all-star. And where I'm going here with this one is Messi, him and Jordi Alba, by the way. Lionel Messi and Jordi Alba deciding not to play and not to even show up to the MLS All-Star fixture. It's the MLS All-Stars versus the Liga MX All-Stars. Lionel Messi and Jordi Alba will not be suiting up for the MLS, the quote, MLS team. Now, myself, how I feel about the situation as an Inter Miami fan and someone who's part of the Inter Miami Radio Network, I don't have a problem with it. Inter Miami has a crucial point of games coming up. They have 3 straight League Cup games. And listen, you could sit here, and I was the one who was sitting here telling you, I don't know if Messi's going to play in these games. But at the same time, Messi hasn't missed a game in 2.5 months. Let that set in. What was the story with Inter Miami for the first, year and a half, 2 years that Messi was in Lauderdale? Oh, he doesn't play in all the games. Oh, I hate that he's not playing in every MLS game. Well, he hasn't missed a game in 2.5 months. And I can almost guarantee you, I think, famous last words, right? But Messi will play against Cincinnati. It's the top team on the Eastern Conference table. He played in the game on the road where they lost 3-0 in Cincinnati. I can almost bet my bottom dollar this Saturday, July 26th, that Messi will be playing in the game. I don't mind him not playing. I don't in the MLS All-Star game. I don't mind it. He needs the rest. He needs to catch up on some much-needed rest. The team hasn't rested. Nobody has rested. Is it bad for American football in general? Maybe. Am I an advocate to grow the beautiful game, the world's game of football here in the States? Yes. Do I sound like a fence sitter right now? Yes. But I think Messi, being here in the States, playing his soccer for the great club of Inter Miami, that's enough for me. He doesn't need to play in some ridiculous All-Star game. He doesn't. Could it be a bad look? Sure. But I don't mind it. Guy needs to rest, and he's going to do it at a great time, which I think he's not going to be playing in a lot of the League's Cup games. And I'd rather have him focus on the task at hand here in Lauderdale against Cincinnati. No problem with Lionel Messi skipping out on the MLS and Liga MX All-Star game. No issues whatsoever. Folks, it's time to take our first time out of the program. When we come back, We will go through the Lytle, Ryder, Smith, Ivy, and Farnrath injury report. We'll go around the MLS with our good friends at Audi later on in the show. But that was a little messy mania presented by our friends at PNC. Taking a timeout. When we come back, the injury report on ESPN 106.3.
This is Pink Smoke, brought to you by PNC Bank. Brilliantly boring since 1865. Here's Mike Rizzo.
We'll get to the injury report presented by our good friends at Lytle, Ryder, Smith, Ivy, and Farnrath in just a second. But welcome on back. Pink Smoke, Inter Miami, Messi. All of the news, all of the action, you can always find here every single Wednesday. Myself, Mike Rizzo, and usually joining is my co-host and producer, Damian Perez. But Damian on vacation, so we'll get Damian Perez in here next week on Pink Smoke, because I will be on vacation. I will be returning back home for mom's birthday to go see dad. You know, folks, I got the guilt trip of, oh, Mike, you're not Mikey, you're never home. You're never home outside of Christmas. So, you know, I had to book the trip home, go see my ma, you know, and it's great. I love going home. Love going to the old stomping grounds. But folks, between you and me, who would want to leave beautiful West Palm? That's what I tell them. Come down and see me. Come down, ma. Come down and see me. Dad. You know, my dad does. Fair play to him. Fair play to him, my old man. But my ma, I can't get her out. She won't come down. But yeah, folks, Damian Perez and company will be handling things next week here on Pink Smoke. But I did want to get to that injury report presented by Lytle, Ryder, Smith, Ivy, and Farnrath.
Now it's time for the Inter-Miami Injury Report, presented by Lytle, Ryder, Smith, Ivy, and Farnrath.
And now a fight for it, one right back by Inter-Miami.
Lytle, Ryder, Smith, Ivy, and Farnrath, representing injured people and their families for more than 35 years. Visit foryourrights.com.
That is foryourrights.com. Our good friends at Lytle, Ryder, Smith, Ivy, and Farnrath have been serving South Florida for 35 years. Folks, if you know anybody that has been injured here in South Florida, West Palm Beach, wherever you're listening, all along the Treasure Coast, Lytle, Ryder, Smith, Ivy, and Farnrath. Visit foryourrights.com. That is foryourrights.com. Getting into that Lytle, Ryder, Smith, Ivy, and Farnrath injury report. Alan Abando. And by the way, this is for this Saturday. This is what we are speculating coming up for this Saturday. I'm all out of whack here because Inter Miami has had Wednesday fixtures for the last couple of weeks now, and I'm so used to being a game on Wednesday night. I almost said tonight, but no, this fixture happening this Saturday. Inter Miami facing off against FC Cincinnati. I got a 7:15. It says right here on FightMob, 7:15 kickoff. And the players on the injury report that haven't necessarily been featured, these players I'm about to go through, haven't necessarily been featured in the lineup through the last couple of games. They've been frequent flyers on the Lytle, Ryder, Smith, Ivy, and Farnrath injury report. Alan Abando, the young striker, the 18-year-old striker who is on loan from Atletico Madrid, he's dealing with a hamstring. He's expected mid-August. Drake Callender has been dealing with a hernia for the last couple of months. He's expected back early August. Ian Frey, groin injury, early August. Noah Allen, hamstring, early August. And then Oscar Ustari, who picked up a hamstring injury two games ago. He was actually unavailable for Inter Miami's last fixture. And Rocco Rios Novo had to start in goal against the New York Red Bulls. Also, William Yarborough, the veteran American goalkeeper who was recently signed by Inter Miami, he was on the bench as well. So Ustari not even suiting up for our Inter Miami Herons. We could expect probably more of the same coming up against FC Cincinnati. And then I saved this one. I saved these last two for last. Let's get this one out of the way. Maxi Falcone is suspended with red card, with cards, picked up a red card last game. And then Baltasar Rodriguez, excuse me. Poor kid just cannot get rid of that hamstring injury. Rodriguez, who I myself and Damian Perez included, as I've mentioned, Damian Perez, co-host and producer usually here on Pink Smoke. Both of us love Rodriguez. Came over from Racing, the Argentinian club, one of the best Argentinian clubs in their top flight league. But Baltasar Rodriguez, another hamstring injury. He was unavailable when he originally got his visa and got here stateside on loan. And obviously Mascherano knows him well, another player who played for Coach Mascherano with the Argentinian Olympic team. But Rodriguez picked up another knock with that hamstring. He is expected back mid-August, not early August, like a couple of the players like Ian Frey and Noah Allen and Drake Callender, mid-August. So this looks like a significant injury for the young, Baltasar Rodriguez. Again, we hope that he is going to be able to get back and fit sooner than later. FC Cincinnati, Kevin Denke is a leg injury, listed as leg injury. He is back early August. Obiana Nwabada, he's expected back early August with a leg injury. So two leg injuries in Obiana Nwabada and Kevin Denke. And then Yuya Kubo. Yuya Kubo has an ankle injury. He is expected back early August as well. So three guys on the injury report for FC Cincinnati. And then 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Oy vey, we have a laundry list. Six injured players for Inter Miami. And then seven, counting Maxi Falcones being suspended to too many cards in MLS competitions. So within, and that's interesting too, quickly. Maxi Falcone has been a go-to for Javier Mascherano at that center back position. And the reason I'm kind of looking at this with the magnifying glass is because Davi Martinez, who we've seen start for Inter Miami in games past, his loan, the Inter Miami didn't get him back on a loan. Davi Martinez went back to River Plate. He went back to his mother club in River Plate. So Davi Martinez, who has been a go-to for Mascherano when his starters aren't available, he's not going to be in the lineup tonight. So, or rather on Saturday. Like I said, I keep thinking there's a game, folks. I keep thinking there's a Wednesday fixture. But with Davi Martinez not being on the team anymore, and Maxi Falcone being suspended due to cards, I wonder who's going to be playing that center back position. We've seen Noah Allen, by the way. But we've seen Noah Allen go out of position. Noah Allen, usually a fullback. We've seen him step in at the center back position at some points this season. But he's injured. He's not going to be available for this fixture coming up. I am interested who is going to be at that right center back, or rather left center back position that Maxi Falcone is usually at. Now, you could put Ryan Saylor there, Toto Aviles. It seems like Toto Aviles has really been in the doghouse, but I think a decision nonetheless is going to be made with Ryan Saylor and Toto Aviles. Hector Martinez could maybe see a call, the Paraguayan national team member. Maybe we could see him step up off the bench and play some center back for Inter Miami as we inch closer to the fixture. But Falcone, as I've mentioned, really been a staple in the lineup. We'll have to wait and see what gaffer Javier Mascherano is going to be doing coming up this Saturday. I mentioned Lionel Messi, 18 goals. 18 goals on the season in MLS competitions. 7 assists, that is 25 goal and assist contributions for Lionel Messi this season. Luis Suarez, by the way, leading the way in assists for Inter Miami with 10. And then Messi, I mentioned, with 7. Jordi Alba with 5 assists. So those are your assist leaders. But let's get back to the top scorers for Inter Miami in the MLS, by the way, within the competition. Lionel Messi, 18. Tadeo Allende with 7. And Telesco Segovia with 7. So how about that? The two guys behind Lionel Messi for the top goal scoring spot on the team at 2nd and 3rd. Allende with 7, Segovia with 7. Two guys that Javier Mascherano brought in before the season. I've mentioned multiple times on the show that I think Allende has been the signing of the season for Mascherano, but on his heels, I think, is Telesco Segovia. Like I said, Mascherano guy and guys in the lineup who certainly have been able to deal with the pressure of playing with Lionel Messi and playing that tough MLS slate. Let's take our second timeout of the show. That was the Lytle, Ryder, Smith, Ivy, and Fronrath injury report. A lot of players, 6 players total injured for Inter Miami, and Maxi Falcone with cards. So seven players most likely going to be unavailable for our Inter Miami Herons coming up this Saturday as they face off against FC Cincinnati, one of the top teams in the Eastern Conference. We'll have to wait and see how that is going to affect Javier Mascherano's scheming. How about that? Scheming for FC Cincinnati. When we return, we will go around the MLS presented by our good friends at Audi. Keep it locked in right here, Pink Smoke on ESPN 106.3.
This is Pink Smoke, brought to you by PNC Bank. Brilliantly boring since 1865. Here's Mike Rizzo.
Final segment of Pink Smoke. 888-760-3776. The number to call on in. Pink Smoke, where we talk everything Inter Miami. Messi related. Herons related. Head gaffer Javier Mascherano related. You find all the action right here every single Wednesday, 6 to 7. Earlier in the show, we went through our Messi Mania segment where we catch you up on the latest Inter Miami news, the latest Lionel Messi news. We did the injury report presented by Lytle, Ryder, Smith, Ivy, and Fronrath. They've been serving people in the South Florida area for 35 years. Go to Lytle, Ryder, Smith, Ivy, and Fronrath, foryourrights.com. That is foryourrights.com. But now it is time to go around the MLS with our good friends at Audi. Folks, do you want more from your drive? Well, this is it. The all-new Audi Q5 with a powerful sporty silhouette, dynamic handling, and responsive steering that makes every ride better than the last. An all-new interior with a digital stage with you in mind. Introducing the all-new Audi Q5, our best made better. Test drive the all-new 2025 Audi Q5 at your local South Florida Audi dealer or visit AudiOffers.com to learn more. That is AudiOffers.com to learn more. As we go through the latest within the MLS, wanted to give you a little highlight first. We mentioned going around the MLS. Well, there's no going around the MLS without Lionel Messi, the top goal scorer in the MLS after last week's fixture. Lionel Messi scored a brace again.
Suarez to the left of the box. He's going to send it across. It balls to Messi from outside the right portion, six-yard box, and it's a brace for Lionel Messi. His sixth brace in seven matches. It's five for Inter Miami. 5-1, Inter Miami on top. The assist for Suarez and Lionel Messi. He is at the top of the golden boot race in Major League Soccer. 18th goal of the MLS campaign.
18 goals for Messi, and Inter Miami now in fifth place on that Eastern Conference. They have played 21 games comparatively to the 24 games of the Columbus Crew, Philadelphia Union, Nashville SC, and FC Cincinnati. They have all played 24. Inter Miami has played 21. They have 41 points on the table. Folks, do the math. If Inter Miami wins those games that they have in hand, that's 9 points that put them at 50 points. And FC Cincinnati right now, who's three games ahead of Inter Miami, is sitting at 48. So Inter Miami still has that Eastern Conference tables, or rather that first place spot within the Eastern Conference table, in their sights. I mentioned that our Around the MLS segment is brought to you by Audi. Folks, AudiUSA.com to learn more. That is AudiUSA.com to learn more. But Cincinnati in first, Nashville in second, Philadelphia in third, Columbus in fourth, Inter Miami at fifth. The teams behind Inter Miami: Orlando City in 6th, Charlotte in 7th, NYCFC, New York City FC in 8th, and then the New York Red Bulls in 9th. So those are the teams right now who would be going to the MLS playoffs. Once again, top to bottom, who are in the playoffs as of right now on the Eastern Conference side: FC Cincinnati, Nashville SC, Philadelphia Union, Columbus Crew, Inter Miami, Orlando City, Charlotte FC, NYCFC, and the New York Red Bulls. Let's move on to the Western Conference within the MLS. And certainly a lot of surprising teams, I think, specifically on the Western Conference side. Vancouver certainly having a great year. San Diego having a surprising year as well. But if we head on over to that table. San Diego actually now ahead of Vancouver. San Diego sitting at the top of 43. They are in first place. San Diego in second place at 40, or rather Vancouver, I'm sorry. Vancouver in second place at 42. Minnesota in third at 41. The Sounders in fourth. LAFC in fifth. Portland in sixth. The Colorado Rapids in seven, Austin FC in eight, and the San Jose Earthquakes sitting at number nine. Those are the teams who would be in the playoffs if the season ended today on the Western Conference side. The LA Galaxy, who won the MLS Playoff Cup last season, they are sitting in dead last still on that Western Conference table with 16 points. The Galaxy only with 16 points. They have three wins, seven losses, and how about this? Or rather, seven draws. Apologies. Three wins, seven draws, and then 14 losses. 14 losses is second most in MLS soccer behind Montreal, who's at 15. They are technically the second worst team within the MLS. They have certainly been a surprise for all the wrong reasons on the MLS table. I mentioned the next time we will be talking to you on the Inter-Miami Radio Network. We'll be coming up this Saturday. I believe it'll be if it's a 7:15 kickoff, it's going to be a 6:45 coverage start for Inter-Miami. FC Cincinnati coming on down to Chase Stadium. And once again, folks, that was Around the MLS or their good friends at Audi. Want more from your drive? Well, this is it. The all-new Audi Q5 with a powerful sporty silhouette, dynamic handling, and responsive steering that makes every ride better than the last. An all-new interior with a digital stage with you in mind. Introducing the all-new Audi Q5, our best made better. Test drive the all-new 2025 Audi Q5 at your local Sephora Audi dealer today or visit AudiUSA.com to learn more. That is AudiUSA.com to learn more. Sometimes friends have to go away, but a part of them stays with you forever. Remember that in this life. We'll talk to you Saturday as Inter-Miami takes on FC Cincinnati in Fort Lauderdale. You could also listen to our local programming coming up tomorrow, 2 to 6, theoretically speaking, with Theo Dorsey. Then Russo and Rizzo with myself and Colin Russo. I'll see you later.